the Gray Area Podcast, where we talk about all things black and white, but especially the gray. I am so sad because I'm back in Michigan. I just got back from Georgia, and you probably can't tell because, you know, you're a hater, but I got me a little tan. I got me a little color. I got me a little color, and when I got back, it was actually 74 degrees and breezy. Like, it felt cold to me. I was in Georgia, and it was 94 degrees, and I thought it felt great. Now, I may also think it feels great because I went to Arizona in 2022. Oh my goodness. Why didn't anyone really warn me? I felt like no one warned me the way that they could have. Arizona, first of all, I went in July, so that was my mistake. But I was like, I just need to go on a trip. I need to go somewhere. I need to let down my hair. I just need to go. I went to Arizona, and I think it got up to like 113 degrees. They were like, oh, it's dry heat, though. It's dry heat. It was hot. It was so hot. I don't care nothing about no dry heat. It was still so hot outside. I cannot believe it. So I felt like that kind of changed my gauge of heat because I was in Georgia loving it. It was 94 degrees and I thought it felt amazing. I was like, okay. Yeah. I took my cousins to the pool and I was like, I was out there for maybe 3 hours in the sun, just living it up. And now that I'm back, I'm like, no, I missed the 94 degree weather. So do y'all travel a lot? I know most of the people my age that I know do like to travel, but there are still some people that don't really like to travel. They like to stay in their little bubble. Are you more so, do you like to go out of the state or do you like to stay within the state and like explore the areas that you haven't visited? Or do you like to go out of the country? Are you someone who likes to explore landmarks? Do you like to explore beaches? Do you just like to explore like new places that you just want to try out or that you heard about? Let me know. My birthday is coming up and y'all probably gonna laugh, but my birthday is in October. My birthday is coming up and I don't know what I want to do for it. I'm a church girl, so it's usually a lot of conferences, services, and things of that sort going on, and most of the time I want to be there. So yeah, this year my birthday falls on a Sunday, praise the Lord. Okay. So I think I may want to do something like before my birthday or either after. I haven't really decided yet, but maybe I want to go somewhere. Maybe I want to explore somewhere new here in Michigan. There's a lot of places up north that I see that I have not been to. And October, sometimes it's still hot. It's still hot in Michigan. The weather is changing. Global warming is doing its thing because sometimes it feels like we're in Florida and we're in Michigan, okay? We just don't have the alligators, which I'm grateful for, very grateful for. But yeah, I think I have a couple of travel plans in mind for the year. I just feel like my year is gone. It's gone. The plans are planning and the year is gone. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. So are you someone who likes to, do you have your passport? I hope you have your passport. I hope you have your passport. But are you someone who likes to stay in the state, explore the state, go city to city? Do you like to go country to country? Do you like to go state to state? What's the vibes? Are you going on any travel plans that you're excited for? Any trips that you can't wait for? Anything on your list that you've been looking forward to? I need some ideas. I'm scratching my head. There is this cabin, like, it's a small cabin place. I think it's out past, it's like in the middle of nowhere, honestly. But it's individual cabins and not the large ones. And it looks so relaxing. So I'm thinking about booking like a staycation there. And I think it'll be really relaxing. I'm only hesitant because I don't want to be a single female by myself in the woods in a cabin and wind up missing. That's the only thing I don't want. So I'm a little hesitant. I kind of want someone to go with me, but I just want to go by myself and just take that time, journal, binge watch some stuff. I took my first solo trip when I went to Arizona and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. So I need another solo trip before the summer is out, of course, before the summer is out. So Let's check in. How are y'all doing? Let's do take what you need. What do you need today? It's a new day. It's a new week. What do you need today? Let's see. What do I need today? I think I need more affirmations today. I think I'm feeling more affirmations. Let's see. You are enough. You don't have to settle. What God has for you is way greater than you could even imagine. It's greater than the settlement that you're choosing. I'm giving it to God. Whatever it is that I'm trying to control that really I need to put into his hands and trade for his yoke because it's lighter, I'm giving it to God. I'm taking back everything that I thought I lost, and I'm recovering it by going to God and seeing what I actually need. That is what I'm taking today. I'm taking back authority. I'm taking back confidence. I'm taking back clarity. I'm taking back the idea of life that I thought I had, but I need to replace for God's idea. I'm taking everything. I'm not leaving nothing behind. I want it all. I'm taking everything I need. And if there's anything that I could not think of that I need, I'm taking that too. Gotta dot every I and cross every T, okay? Ain't nothing's being left behind. Nothing. I take it back. Okay, anyways, how are you all feeling? Let me know in the comments. I want to hear from you. I want you to let me know how you're feeling if you're listening in on Apple Podcasts, because we're on Apple Podcasts now. That's exciting. I want you to go to my Instagram, go to Maya K. Lynn, and comment and let me know what you need. Take what you need. Let me know how you're feeling. Answer any of the questions as we go forward in the episode, and let me know what your thoughts, comments, or concerns are regarding any of the topics, anything you would like for me to share or hear or speak about. Let me know in the comments. I wouldn't know unless you tell me. I can't assume. I would not know unless you tell me. I have my list of things I want to talk about, but I also want to hear from you. Your voice matters, your opinion matters, and I want to know what you want to know about, what you want to talk about. Let me know. So today I would like to talk about Jesus and therapy. Now, I know there's so many misconceptions about therapy, but I want to make it clear. I am a firm believer in Jesus and therapy. There's no therapy without Jesus, in my opinion. If you are seeking a therapist, a licensed professional for help, a counselor, anything of that sort, you need to make sure that they line up with your core beliefs, so with your values, all the things, if you are a believer. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, the Son, the Father, and the Holy Ghost, I'm not talking to you. Okay, but still, you need to make sure that you're speaking with someone who lines up with your belief system so they can give you encouragement. They can give you words to live by according to the book, according to the Bible, according to all the things. That is the first disclaimer I will put out there. I believe in Jesus and therapy, not just therapy, but Jesus and therapy. And Jesus by himself is more than enough. But sometimes he does place people in our lives to help us along this journey that he has placed us on, to get a better understanding of clarity and everything that he has in store for us in the time moving forward. So yes, let's talk about Jesus and therapy. I have been in therapy now I started going in 2021 because I had bought my house. So it's been 3 years. It's been about 3 years. I love it. I absolutely love the fact that I can get an unbiased opinion. I love the fact that when I started going to therapy, I got more clarity and understanding with God. I got more understanding and clarity about who God is and how he operates, and how if my mind is thinking this way and I'm a human, then he thinks totally different. I can now look at scripture and understand it better. To my knowledge, that's how I feel. This is just my opinion. I feel like going to therapy helped me to understand my walk with Christ better. It helped me to understand everything that I was confused about, everything I needed to unravel and to make plain and to make sense of. I got help in therapy so I could go to God and really be like, I see you now. I get it. I understand. I'm here for you now. I want to live for you. All the things. I got better understanding. And I'm saying all that to say, too, a lot of times we like to make God out to be human. We like to make God out to be the person that hurt us. We like to make God out to be the person that, you know, did us dirty, the person that forgets, the person that, you know, God does forget things when we sin and we ask for forgiveness. He does forget them, but he is not a person who holds onto things and will dangle it over your head and will cause it to be harbored. He doesn't harbor things. He's not a God of, he's not human. He's not a God that will operate like a human. He's not going to hold on to those things and hold it against us. He's going to love us through it. We may suffer consequences due to our own actions, but he does not punish us for our specific actions. On judgment day, when we get judged on things, we're going to be judged based off of our actions, but we're not living life. We're not living life based off of God's hatred for us. We live life based off Jesus loving us, dying on the cross for us, already paying the price for our sins. Our term here on life is to repent for every sin so we can be made whole and so we can be accepted into the kingdom of God when we go to heaven. That's how that works. But Jesus and therapy to me go hand in hand. They like H. Boone Coons, okay? They the best of the best. They besties for the resties, okay? We say best, they say best, okay? They go together for me. And a lot of times people don't want to admit that, you know, God puts therapists, God puts doctors, he puts all those people on this earth for a reason, and it's to help us. Now, the same way that God puts people on this earth, in the same way that we operate and we try to do things appeasing to God's will and what he wants for our life, there are still people that come out and they mean evil. So you do have to do your homework and make sure that that person means you well, that, you know, you pray about it, or you feel like, hey, God really led me to this person. And then through conversation, maybe you get confirmation through praying and fasting, you get confirmation. But Jesus and therapy for me started 3 years ago. It was to a point where I had been noticing different things that I struggled with. In the other episode, I talked about my miscarriage. So my miscarriage was the thing that pushed me. But when I started going to therapy, I started to see so many things clearly. I started to see that, hey, I do struggle with anxiety, and I didn't even know that. And it's not severe anxiety, but I do have moments of anxiety. Hey, I do struggle. I did struggle with depression, or I had moments of depression, or, you know, hey, yeah, that one time that really hurt me. Wow. I did not know that that was a pattern linked to this one time that happened the other day. I did not know that this was a pattern that was linked to how I treat God, how I serve God, how I go after God. I did not know those things. So for me, therapy was a game changer. Therapy for me, it took the veil off my eyes. Like it was almost like I was walking in a fog, and then I finally figured out where the fog was coming from. And I finally figured out, okay, I keep walking towards this foggy place. I keep walking by the water where this mist or whatever is just lingering for a long time. I need to go the other way. I need to find another direction to go. That's how therapy worked for me. Therapy worked for me, and I do suggest it for everyone. There are a couple scriptures. I couldn't find specific scriptures. There were some in the past that I found to support God being okay with therapy, because I know some people are like, that's not Bible, that's not of God. Or sometimes I feel like people say that because they themselves don't want to go to therapy, or they feel like, oh, I'm good, I'm nothing's wrong with me. But those are the same people that also don't repent and don't understand that we are human and we make mistakes and we have to seek the Father and renew our spirit and die of our flesh daily. Those are the people that don't understand that even though you got filled up 15 years ago, you need a new filling like all the time. The 15 years ago isn't holding you over till today. One of the scriptures I found in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 in the NIV version, it says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." And that's what I feel like therapy helped me do. I feel like it helped me to understand, yeah, I'm taking captive these thoughts, these things that the enemy is trying to place into my mind and tell me different from what the scripture says, different from who I know myself to be in Christ, different from what I was raised to be in Christ, different from, you know, the things that I don't even know about just yet that he wants me to get to. There's this blockage that the enemy keeps trying to place in my mind that I keep feeding and I'm not even realizing it. Another scripture is Romans 8 and 6, NIV version. "The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace." When you die to your flesh daily, I feel like when you go to therapy, once you recognize something, once you know that something is bad, that's when you're held accountable for it. So in therapy, it's going to unveil those things. It's going to be like, hey, oh yeah, I do struggle with anxiety. The moment you find out you struggle with anxiety, it's up to you to make a decision. What now? It's up to you to progress forward. It's up to you to say, okay, now that I know about this thing, now that I know about this struggle, how do I go in and unwire this thing? How do I go in and take this veil off the other parts of my mind and my eyes and all the things? And 1 Corinthians 2 and 12 NIV version says, "What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us." In my opinion, that can mean so many different things. In my opinion, if I wanted to make this work for what I'm talking about today, God has freely given us doctors, psychologists, people who practice these things who are also believers. I'm a cosmetologist and I'm a believer. Imagine if someone thought that it was bad to get your hair done and it was of the devil, but really, it's really how you practice. It's really how you go about and who you choose to go to. It's really all about that. Maybe, you know, some people say, stylist so ghetto and blah, 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 but they're going to a ghetto stylist. Stylist so blah, blah, but they're going to stylists that do everything that they're complaining about. They're not searching for anything better. It's the same thing with a therapist. Some people say, oh, I'm scared for them to tell my business. Don't go to a therapist that's going to break that level of trust and tell your business, which is against the law. Don't go to them. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Pray about it. Pray and fast about it. Try to get clarity about it before you just choose a therapist, even if they're talking good. I don't care. Try it. Test it out. Test them by the Spirit. Try it by the Spirit. You got to test that thing out. And Psalms 25 and 5, NIV version, it says, "Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long." Ask God to teach you, to guide you. God, who is this? Okay, I found a therapist, God. Is this the person that you have for me to go to? Is this who you have called to speak into my life, to feed me in this way? Is this who you want me to go to? Oh, God, they said something that was alarming. I have a great conversation with them, but they said something that's alarming. I don't think I should go to them. What do you think? We don't have to have those deep prayers. Oh, Father God, Father God. No, we can say, God, what do you like? I don't know. I don't know about this person. What do you think? What should I do? And he will give you the confirmation. He will tell you how to go about it. He will give you the confirmation. A little backstory of my therapist is my therapist was placed in my life like 4 years before I knew her. 4 years before I knew that I needed her, I should say. My therapist was placed in my life and I remember just loving talking to her. And, you know, I just always would go and talk to her about different things. And at the time, she was in school for psychology. She was in school to become a therapist. And I remember looking on so many websites trying to find a therapist, and I was like, yeah, I'm not really feeling it. I'm not really, I don't know about this one. You know, I don't know about that one. I'm not really feeling it. And I was like, oh, wait, so-and-so. And I remember I reached out to her and she was like, are you trying to change careers? And I'm like, no, I need you, because I think they were looking for more therapists at the time or something. I'm like, no, I need you. And so I ended up seeing her when I got back home, because at the time I was in Georgia and I was visiting. I'll never forget. I had a moment the night before where I just broke down. I was just sobbing, broke down. And I was like, yes, it's time. I need more help. I've done all I can do. I need additional help to help me to understand what's really going on. And when I went to her, it was like something clicked. The first thing that she told me was, yes, I'm a therapist. Yes, I'm a licensed therapist. But we both are believers, so I can tell you this. There are some things that I can't tell you, that I can't help you with. You're going to have to go and seek God about. I can guide you to get to the answer, but I cannot always give you the answer. I can't give you the answer really ever. But at the end of the day, there are some things that you got to pray about. There are some things that you have to seek God about. Yes, she's a professional and she's telling me this. So for me, I was like, got it, because I don't want anybody who's trying to be a replacement for God. I don't need a God replacement. I don't need a placement holder for God. I didn't need any of that. So when she told me that, I said, okay, cool. And then there are so many times we've had sessions where we just broke down crying about the goodness of God and just seeing the transformation of where I started and where I am today, and how even sharing with her different things outside of, you know, me going to, I feel like we have a personal like relationship too, where I tell her things because we're both Christians and believers. I tell her things and it resonates with her, and she'll say, oh, thank you, Father God. You just gave me a confirmation mind. You don't even know it. So it's things like that, that click for me and that click for her. And I felt like, this is my person. This is my therapist. This is who I feel like God placed in my life for a reason and for the right season. I felt like even at the time, I did not know that I needed her. I ended up still being positioned to where I could reach out and get her. And I think there's been like a couple people that I've serviced, that I've done hair for, and they've ended up going to her because she was able to take them on. Now she's not accepting any more clients. Before any of my other people see this and be like, I thought you said, no, she's not accepting any more clients. But she is amazing to sit there and talk with someone who is able to break down things psychologically for you, but also in the spiritual sense to remind you of scriptures that, you know, maybe you've never heard of or that you remember or forgot about, and to intertwine that into the psychology of how God created the mind. That's just like, it's like a firework went off in my head. Like, I was like, I get it now. I get it. And a lot of those things were uncomfortable to talk about. Yes, it's not easy to just go and talk to someone and trust them right off the bat. But I knew that I had to make a choice. I knew that I had to make a choice to do better and want better for myself. So I did. Once you recognize that you have a pattern that is unhealthy, once you recognize that you have something that you struggle with and you need to make it better, it needs to get better, it is your decision and it's your choice to do better. You can no longer blame mommy and daddy. You can no longer blame the person that hurt you. You can no longer blame, you know, inconvenience of circumstances. You can no longer blame so many different situations that cause you to be how you are today. Once you realize that you're a certain way, it's up to you to decide to be better and to do better. You have to make that clear decision. Maybe your gray area is you don't really want to make that decision right now. You kind of want to dwell in the past. You kind of want to sit in that hurt. You kind of want to dwell in it. It's not my fault. It's not my problem. I don't know why they did that to me. I didn't deserve that. No, you didn't deserve that. And your feelings are very valid. But God wants to get you to a place that person hasn't even seen. God wants to get you to a place that you can't even dream of or imagine, but the blockage may be your mental. God wants you to experience the best parts of him, not just the parts where it's mercy. You just constantly receive him, the mercy of God, like, oh, God, thank you for your mercy. No, God wants you to experience his grace just because. God wants you to experience the gifts that he has for you because he just wants to give them to you, not because you earned it, not because you did anything, but he just wants to give you things. And it's not necessarily saying that God will only bless you because you get right or you do different things. He will bless you 10 times that once you do decide to walk in his path, but he still wants to bless you based off your choices. He wants to bless you, you know, no matter what. Yes, but he wants to bless you even more when you make a choice to say, I want to live for you. I want to do these things. And one of those things is therapy, getting your mental right. When you get your mind right, you get your life right. My bishop preached that message too. My bishop be on point. I don't know about y'all bishop or y'all pastor, but my bishop be on point. He said, you get your mind right, you get your life right. The devil comes after the mind. He's tormenting the mind. He's getting you to think of those things that go against all God's words. The same way that we work hard to feed our spirit, a lot of people work even harder to feed their flesh, to feed those demons inside of them, to feed those spirits that are tormenting them. People work 10 times harder to serve the enemy. The same way he has angels, God has the enemy has minions, little demonic minions that will come and torment you. And the moment you get your mind right, and the moment you're able to unravel and unveil those things, those deep, dark secrets, those things that torment you at night, those things that keep you late, that keep you up late at night, those things that cause you to get anxiety, go into an anxiety attack, a depressive state, those things that will keep you in your bed, keep you from wanting to get up, those things that will make you want to commit suicide, those things that will just keep tormenting you. It's not just, oh, I'm praying and fasting. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If you're not able to get your mind right, you're not going to understand what you're praying for. You're not going to understand that God has you go through certain seasons, not because he's punishing you, but because he wants you to mature. He wants to grow you. He wants to keep you flourishing. There's so many times in my life where I can think back when I'm like, oh my gosh, that was God. I see what God was trying to do for me then, because I'm seeing the fruits of it now. I see why I had to go through that. There's so many things I went through in my life. So many things. There were moments where me and my family were homeless. We slept in the church. There were so many times where we went through so many different things. And I'll be like, why God? Why God? Why God? But to see that now today, I own a house. I own a house. I don't have a kid out of wedlock, you know, all the things. God was protecting me because he has greater for me. He has a greater anointing, a greater calling. He has a greater and a higher place for me to go to. But I would not, in my opinion, I would not have been able to understand that with all the trauma I've experienced without going to therapy. That's how deep it is. That's how significant it is. That's how important it is to make sure that you're not only feeding your spirit man, but you're also feeding your body. You're feeding your body of those things that'll connect you to the Father way, way closer. It should not drive you away from him. It should not cause you to think that you're good without him, but it should cause you to want to know him more and on a deeper level. It gets you a great understanding. It gets you to understand, hey, I do deserve better. Hey, I do deserve to live a life of freedom, of, you know, not shame. I do deserve to live a life that God has predestined for me to live. I do deserve to experience life that's easy. I deserve to experience life that's not hard, that's not a struggle, that's not complicated, that doesn't have any catches, that there's, you know, there are some people too that even say, oh, you know, I always had to be by myself. You know, it's me against me. You know, I don't befriending nobody. It's just me. And, you know, haters gonna say, you know, most of the time you feel that way because there's something in you that caused you to get to that level of shutting down. People who cut people off left and right. They made me mad. I'm blocking them. I'm cutting them off. That is a coping mechanism that is not healthy. You should be able to work through conflict. You should be able to resolve conflict without everyone having to disappear from your life. That is a coping mechanism. When I decided to go to therapy and say, I'm done surviving, I want to live, that's when I was able to live for God. That's when I was able to experience living for God. That's when I was able to experience, okay, God, I know this is bad, but I understood and I understand who God is today because I was able to get my mind, I was able to get control back over my mind and make the choice to go after God. Therapy helped me to get a hold of the joysticks. I just think about, like, you know, almost like Men in Black. Those little creepy creatures or whatever, and they was controlling the humans or whatever, if I'm remembering correctly. And then they take off like the suit and maybe it's a alien or something in them. That's kind of how I think about the mind when you feed it, and when you feed it in a negative light, when you're not feeding it the way that God intends for it to be fed, for you to understand him and all those things. I see it as someone kind of controlling it, and you're just like... But no, therapy will help you get a hold of your mind. It will help you get your mind right. The right therapist, the right spiritual leaders, the right, you know, Christian therapists, Christian counselors, all those things, Christian teachers, they will help you get your mind right so you can get your life right. Okay, that's it, that's all. And I pray that this blesses somebody. I pray that you see this as an opportunity and a sign to go and get your mind right. You deserve to be happy, whole, free, set free, delivered, healed, but you may have to go to therapy to get that, to experience that through Christ. And I pray that you do it for yourself. Don't do it because someone told you to do it. Don't do it because it's a trend, but do it for yourself. Pray about it, fast about it, seek all the help you can, and really narrow down who's for you and who's not. Use wisdom, use wisdom, use wisdom, use wisdom when seeking a therapist. But I pray this finds you well, and remember, the Lord is faithful and the Lord is kind. Have a great week, because I said so.